You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If anybody over there is listening, Lime and I want to take a look at the renderings. If you let us look at the renderings, I swear I won't tell anybody what I saw. And if I do, I'll give you the good son out of the group. You can have one of my sons. Tone is not willing to make that sacrifice. I am. Tone might give you Milo. You get a son and a cat if either of us tell on you. Now, if Lima says something, you ain't getting my son. That's you get Milo.
Let's see how
I'm
the
letting you know.
Let's see how the next few weeks go.
Okay.
Getting up in the middle of the night's getting really old really fast.
There you go. Once they start moving, man, then they can do things for you. Then it's smooth sailing. It's green grass and high tides forever. Don't you worry about that. Do I tell a story how people almost got, including myself, almost got thrown out of my son's baseball game yesterday? Is that coming up later?
Go ahead.
Do I want to tell that story?
Why would you tell it now?
I'm not going to tell it now. I just want to make sure I want to tell it later.
Wait a second. If you these are in Streetsboro?
No, this is somewhere else. But we were on the road yesterday.
Okay.
And Tiger got out of the cage a little bit. That's all. You can tell it later?
I don't know how you're not telling it right now.
No, I want to make people wait. I want to be asked to do it. It got a little bit rambunctious. And plus, we got this business we have to take care of. Cavs play tonight. They play the Orlando Magic. Then game six would be Friday down in the Magic Kingdom. In either or that I think I'm going to be accused of copping out on. Afternoon show asked this question, even though I think it got brought up at our desk yesterday. But either way, they asked this question. That's okay. We can all work together. We don't mind the afternoon show. As much as we say we do, we don't. They said, which trade do you feel better about right now? The Browns-Watson trade or the Mitchell-Cavs trade? And I've stared at this thing now since yesterday, and I keep looking, and I keep looking, and I keep looking, and I don't know. I'm like, can I say neither? Am I allowed to say neither about each trade? Or do I have to pick one and go? Oh, Owen's giving me a look.
There's not one to pick you one slightly go? Feel better about? Because to me, it's been easy.
I wish people could see my face. I don't know how
it's
good I feel.
It's not easy to you?
No.
Oh, for me, it's not. For me, it's easy.
What, Watson?
Easy for me.
Is it Watson?
It's Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, it's Donovan Mitchell. Why?
Donovan Mitchell has given Cleveland fans how... Now, part of it's not fair. NFL plays once a week. And obviously, Deshaun Watson has missed many of those weeks. The first game of the first season, he missed all but six games with a suspension. Last year, he only played in six games, only really played in the majority of five games because the other game he just started and then had to leave. So Donovan Mitchell has given Cavs fans, like, what, 100 amazing nights already?
Yeah, I don't feel good about either.
And
though.
Then, well, now, right today, you don't feel good. But, I understand that. But I'm just, in terms of, like, what has given me good memories already, good experiences. Like, Donovan Mitchell, it's not even close.
Why? So you feel good about all the times, all the good times. Yeah. Why do you want to bring LeBron back?
To experience more good times? Yeah.
Do you believe that they can take a run at a championship with LeBron?
Probably not a championship, if I'm being honest. I do think LeBron plays still at such a level that there will be nights that LeBron will trick me into thinking they could win the
championship. But there's also a time where they won a championship. They did, and he could trick you into it. I don't think at any time, like, you might have tricked me, but, you know, you've accused me of not knowing what I'm looking at here. They've tricked me. They haven't tricked you into thinking that you can win a championship. The Cavs, this current Cavs team, they haven't tricked you. And so with LeBron, you go back to the golden days of having LeBron, having a chance at championships, winning, doing well, like that whole thing. You remember that. But with Donovan, if he's never fooled you and this thing could come to an end, and it's going, I think we could look back at this and going, if they don't get what they need to get done, I could look back at this whole thing and go, man, we won some regular season games. That's great. But really, what was it all about? We ended up being more disappointed in Darius Garland down the stretch. We ended up being more disappointed. We had to deal with all this conversation around whether or not Donovan Mitchell was going to go, when really, you might have to come to an...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
A realization that he's not as good as what we made him out to be when we traded for him. And you and I are both saying, and that doesn't mean he's bad. It's just, it's not what you need to be to that very top level. So if he's not where you need to be at that very top level, LeBron has been. So if I've done this, I can't feel great about a trade where if they don't make it out of this first round and he's gone after this, I'm like, man, we did this just to get to the first round of the playoffs. We could have done that with Colin Sexton. We could have done that with Lauri Markkanen. Hell, we almost did. If it weren't for injuries, probably would have made the playoffs legitimately that first year before we traded for Donovan Mitchell here. So really, how good can I feel about this? With the Deshaun Watson trade, I can talk myself into Donovan Mitchell and go, hey, Donovan Mitchell's going to sign long-term. We can put some pieces around him. Let's see what we can do. I can do the same thing with Deshaun Watson if I wanted to as well. I could sit there and go, well, I'm worried more about his health. I saw greatness at the end of the game against Baltimore. I know the first half wasn't good. I can talk myself into certain things, but it doesn't tell the truth about either. I don't feel great about either trade. I got to see Deshaun Watson come back and be healthy to feel better about that. I got to see Donovan Mitchell take this team past the first round. I got to get people to stop talking about how good he was only in the bubble and that's it. And people like you have never called that a real championship or a real playoff. That was your words, not mine. So how can I feel better about this? I'm a man without someone to vote for here. So I can't feel great about either situation.
What happens win or lose in this series? What happens if we find out, you know, a week after the Cavs are eliminated and Donovan Mitchell is signing a full new max extension with the Cavs?
I would probably feel better about Donovan Mitchell.
Does that pushes it ahead of Watson?
It would yes, it would. And then if Deshaun Watson went out there and played exceedingly well, it would probably push it past that.
You did say how many weeks ago that you thought Deshaun, this is one of the themes of the show.
But the question is written as right now. That's what Afternoon Drive wrote, right now. Yeah, okay, was of right now, well, April 30th, I don't feel great about either.
So then where are you on Donovan Mitchell re-signing right now? Because a month ago you said you thought he'd resign.
I still think it's the best business to resign, but everybody
you think he's resigning? So you've changed your mind then.
I'm thinking.
Make a sound while you think.
No, because then I think about the sound I got to make and I got to think about what I'm thinking about.
That takes his mind off. That's a distraction.
Well, in radio, you can't say, especially for 10
seconds. Isn't it $30 million extra dollars? Isn't it $30 million extra dollars?
I think so, yeah.
It's still in his best interest to sign. Even if he gets himself traded, it's still in his best interest to sign.
It might be year to year. I mean, it might be year to year after he resigns.
And that's what you're saying. So now you're giving me outs on this. Because before, I thought it was a given. Now, I didn't think they'd go out and get hammered by Orlando two games in a row and have everybody, like, the major talking point outside of Cleveland is, well, when's Donovan Mitchell leaving? Not if Donovan Mitchell's leaving, it's when. So how can I feel good about either one? We just got our asses handed to us two games in a row. The question says right now, how can I feel good about either trade? Can't feel great about Watson's trade right now because I don't know how his shoulder is going to be. I don't know how his play is going to be. I hope his confidence is back. He needs that because we've seen him struggle with his confidence. And with Donovan Mitchell, do you not feel that the worm is starting to turn on Donovan Mitchell with the fans? Like, we got a couple of calls yesterday about some people like wanting to kind of put it on Donovan Mitchell going, wait a minute, we traded for you. You're supposed to be the guy. I don't care about Darius Garland or any of the other ones. You're supposed to lead us past a team like Orlando. And I'm going, I can't argue with those folks. But right now, I don't have a vote. I can't say I feel better about either one. The question is right now, maybe I'll feel better tomorrow if the Cavs win and Donovan Mitchell plays very well. But that's really just a lily pad to lily pad thing. I can't say I feel great about either. Because now I got to tell you, I thought that he'd resign. I still think he should resign. I don't know, man. If there's that much smoke, where can there not be fire? I hate to do that. I hate to sound like that, but that's where we're at. We're left guessing with this team all the time. You feel better about Donovan Mitchell, though?
I do.
Okay,
yes.
I would imagine. 216-474-0092. Which trade do you feel better about right now? They're very similar trades. The Watson trade, the Donovan Mitchell trade. 216-474-0092. We'll get to you guys. And coming up, it's not a great look, but it's good safety for the players. That almost got thrown out of a baseball game. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.